This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
Hello, you are listening to Koala and Kangaroo.
I'm Gage.
I'm Tipani.
And this show is practically us talking out about things we like.
Enjoy.
Kia ora, good evening.
Welcome back to Spider-Man and Koala, sir.
No.
Yes.
No one calls us that, like ever.
No one calls.
That was really loud.
You know, only people who know can call me that.
Only people who follow the Koala and Kangaroo Instagram.
With the Lego Spider-Man and Batman picture, it's like shaking hands.
I think they're dancing or something, dude.
Like, when it looks to me as though they're like...
Yeah. Oof, that's not pretty. But welcome back to Koala and Kangaroo.
We are your hosts. We haven't said that in ages. Like, just going, we are your hosts, Gage and Tipani.
You know? Tipani. Oh my god, I'm struggling to say my own name. But Gage, you know how I was telling you about my little special day today?
Yes.
Afterwards, we went bowling.
Yeah.
Escape room. Center city. And then bowling.
You know, gang, I struggle to itone or soshite or Nihongo or Japanese or...
Oh, no, speak English.
Oh, no, speak English or... you know, I took... While you were doing that, you know, I was fighting, you know, Doc Ock, just, taking down the Sinister Six.
Good!
Yeah, my day, like, I bonded with Venom and then learned that great power came great responsibility and unbound with it.
Are you saying the entire plot to The Spectacular Spider-Man? No.
Who would do such a thing?
I'm actually going to watch that show as well.
It's really good.
I heard it's fire.
It's amazing.
I watched like a couple episodes as a kid. Well, I'm still a kid, but like, you know.
In my younger days.
You know, me and Denim always watch this other Spider-Man show, Ultimate Spider-Man, on TV.
Yeah, I know what that is. That's the one where he like freezes and goes, wait, what did he just say?
Yeah.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
We used to watch that. We used to think that was really cool.
But yeah, then I thought the same.
After watching Spectacular Spider-Man, did you know... Spectacular Spider-Man got cancelled. So
yeah,
Ultimate Spider-Man.
Gage told me. Yeah, yeah, that's right. For Ultimate Spider-Man, because of like the Sony,
merger thing.
Yeah.
When I watched Spectacular Spider-Man, I was like, dude, this show is way better than what I liked.
Yeah. Oh man.
The kids' childhoods got replaced for mine, and mine's worse. I was like actually driven to tears.
It was so good as well. I'm not sure, can we talk about this on radio? How he is like he has so much game.
Peter Parker?
Yeah.
Did Denim show you that?
Yeah, yeah. We watched some videos in LA yesterday.
His voice is amazing, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can't even begin to tell you.
What are you doing?
Nothing. Totally not drawing on the back of these.
Oh, my love.
Anyways, yeah, I don't know, I guess this is going to be a Spider-Man episode or something. But,
oh, hold on, I got to set the mood.
Spider-Man is a huge dork.
He is, yeah.
Peter Parker is such a huge dork. But in Spectacular Spider-Man, a kid show, by the way, he's a dork, but he's also so real, so much, like, endearing. Like, he's so real. Like, he talks like an actual person.
Yeah, yeah, I did notice that as well.
Dude, there was this one line where he was, as Spider-Man, he threw a traffic cone on Rhino's horn.
Uh-huh.
And then genuinely audibly, he sounded like excited almost as if he was a child. Like, he was like, dude, I got the thing on the thing. What, like, do I get a prize?
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, his voice in that, like, I was watching that, it was like, how did that man actually sound like he was excited for that?
Did he actually, like, throw a cone onto something?
Yeah, like, I think what I theorize is that they were, he was in the voice acting room, much like this with these speakers.
Mm.
And he was just sitting there, and he was, like, throwing things. Like, you know those little...
Like donut things?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was just going... And then he was like, I got to think of a thing.
Yeah, like, that wasn't even part of the script. He was just saying it.
He
said
it, and then they liked it so much that they animated it.
Yeah.
Dude, that would have been perfect.
Around. Okay, hold on. Let me try and see if we can get this up. I loved Spectacular Spider-Man. I loved that show.
How much of it did you watch?
Not all too much, to be honest. Hold on. No, this is not it. Like, not an amazing amount. I remember watching, like, a couple episodes, but my memory's... This is it, right?
Yes.
Oh, this
song, man!
Sweep atop our head. The show was so good. Like, it's probably one of the best incarnations of Peter Parker that there has ever been.
Really? You think, what about Insomniac?
They're probably hand in hand. Like, that's probably one of the best interpretations of a teenage Spider-Man ever. But, like, adult Spider-Man goes to.
Oh, right, yeah. Oh, right, yeah, because, Insomniac Spider-Man, he's an adult, right?
Yeah.
Man, I'm trying to find the instrumental to the song. I remember it used to be our background music back in, like, 2019.
I remember that.
The good old days.
You know, the only thing that me and Denim didn't like about Spectacular...
With the eyes?
Yeah, it was because... I'll stop doing that. But they all looked like action figures for some reason. And...
Oh, right, yeah.
Like, their anatomy was very sharp and they looked like toys. But it grew on me because it meant that they know what they... Like, perfected what they are doing. They knew exactly how to draw it, and they made it look really, really good.
I did notice that his head is quite, like, it's I don't know how to explain it. Like, if you look at all the other Spider-Men, they have quite, like, a...
Round head?
Yeah, and his is quite, like, you know, it's quite wide.
Yeah, it
it like, kind of comes down.
Yeah, it goes like that, and then it, like, goes out where his chin is, if you know what I mean? Like, it goes...
Yeah, exactly, yeah. I've always found that. I was like, oh, that's a bit odd.
It looks weird, but it gets really up there. Dude, ever since I started watching it, I think the internet has, like, cameras, and, like, they're watching me. Because as soon as I started watching it, I opened TikTok, and I'm getting Spectacular Spider-Man edits.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh, maybe your microphone is picking it up. Oh, that's creepy. Conspiracy theories. Oh, my. This is the instrumental that we used to play, by the way.
So, what, like... He becomes Venom's host in the show, and there's this cold scene where he's like asleep, and the symbiote is moving his body for him.
Uh-huh.
And there's a scene where he's fighting the Sinister Six while asleep, and the symbiote is moving his body, and he gets hit down and like concussed against a pole.
Yeah.
And then the symbiote picks him up, like picks his body up, and then he goes.
Oh, and Peter Parker's like asleep during all of this. That is pretty cool.
Do you know, Venom, like, as the symbiote, got its own, like, comic series.
Really?
Yeah. Now, Venom is more than just a Spider-Man enemy.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, there's, like, movies and stuff on him as well.
Yeah, but, like, now Eddie Brock, it's established now, you know how everyone thinks that the symbiote is bad and it made Peter Parker bad?
Uh-huh.
In the comics, they explain, and even they pick it up in Spectacular. Somehow, with their fat brain, like, knowledge, they pick it up and it's like, it's Peter's fault that the symbiote goes bad.
Why is that?
Because apparently they have these things called symbiosis compatibility ratings. Like,
right.
How compatible your psyche is to merge with somebody else.
Oh, right, and that's why Eddie Brock is so good with Venom? Because
yeah, and he eventually becomes, like, the world's best hero.
Eddie Brock. Eddie Brock, really? Wow. Is he still merged with Venom at this point?
He lives for thousands of years.
That's kind of sad.
Yeah, but he can never unfuse, otherwise he would, like, fully just die.
That's something that... Have you seen the Venom movie? You've seen both of them, right?
No, both. But, like, go on with what you were saying.
They, like, in this, you've seen, you haven't seen Let There Be Carnage?
No.
Okay. Well, in that movie, they dispart. Like, they, you know, they go, I don't need you anymore, and they, you know,
mm-hmm.
unmerge.
Yeah.
Venom is the only one that is affected by that. So, but what would actually happen is Eddie Brock and Venom would be affected, right?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Well, what? No, no, no. So, what to say is, Venom is the only one who needs Eddie.
Oh, wait, Eddie doesn't need Venom?
No.
Okay, never mind. So then
yeah, but, like, in the future, hundreds of years beyond where he was supposed to, like, die, like,
yeah, all pass right. away. Then they need.
Yeah. He needs. So what Venom does to keep Eddie alive is that they slowly start replacing all of Eddie's dying body parts with parts of itself.
Of Venom? Would that not eventually just be Venom?
And that's why, like, at the end, like, thousands of years later,
uh-huh.
when there's only the brain left, and the brain is failing because it has nothing left to do, and because they've replaced all other of his body parts with Venom, so it's basically just the brain that's a part of Eddie, he, like, because the symbiote is mutated enough so that it doesn't need him anymore. And so it, like, holds his body, or what remains of it, the skull with the brain inside, and, like, just all the bones, and then lays it down, and then takes away the last bit of the symbiote, and as soon as he does, it starts just, like, turning to dust and fading away.
Wait, so then Venom lives on as what, like, as, like, a humanoid thing? Or
it can do whatever it wants. It's evolved over thousands and thousands of years.
But other symbiotes are trying to latch onto people.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And they still need hosts, but he doesn't. That would make him pretty powerful, to be honest, wouldn't it? Unless he's, like, old and, you know,
he's completely fine.
So he...
But also...
Does time not affect him?
Not really, no. He's wow. like in a... But, like, what I was trying to say is that in that same series, they, while, like, explaining all of this, they had a compatibility list. Eddie Brock had a 98% compatibility with another person. There are other characters from the Venom series, like comics that you don't know,
mm-hmm.
like a girl, a boy, whatever. And then at the bottom, with a 1% rating, is Peter Parker.
So he was never supposed to be able to, like, bond with Venom forever. Okay.
Because of his, like, psyche and junk. He made it bad.
Well, that makes sense. We'll bring it back to that. Huh. That's... I never really knew about that. Can we just talk about, one of my really close friends is actually on the show. And we catch up on the weekends, you know. Mm-hmm. Go out for dinners together and stuff. Felicia? So we catch up and you know,
all right,
go for long walks on the
I'm
beach.
Sure you do. In this show, Felicia is not bad.
That's not the question. It was she is not a hero, right? She's like an anti-hero. She's like Venom.
Yeah.
Right, but she's a thief.
Yes.
Okay. I'm just trying to understand who this character is and how she's, like, kind of relevant.
Thief that doesn't necessarily do anything bad, but doesn't do anything right.
But she's, yeah. So she doesn't hurt people, but she does things that you shouldn't do.
The cat burglar, which is her father, ran by the MO that you take what you need to survive, but you always take care of the little people. So, like, he would steal and then give to the lesser. Like,
And that's what she lives by.
Yes, but because she was so spoiled by her dad, she took up the business without the morals. So she takes and doesn't give back.
Oh, what? So that would make her more of a villain, to be honest.
Yeah, but she kept the thing that she doesn't hurt anyone.
Okay. Unless they get in the way.
Yeah. But in Spectacular's continuity,
uh-huh.
which is something you might find pretty interesting, the cat burglar... Felicia's dad was the one who killed Uncle Ben.
This is in Spectacular.
And only in Spectacular.
That's good, I think. I think that's interesting. Well, what do you think about that?
It was really interesting to me because, like, when he was in Rikers, which is the prison,
mm-hmm.
and he was like crawling through the vents with them because there was a prison break and he was getting them to safety. Like, for once in the only part of the show, he was conscious and he just wasn't speaking.
Who's this?
Peter Parker.
Oh, right.
Because he recognized him instantly. He was like, it's you. And so he helped him through, and then he was just, like, crawling through, and then, like, you could see his eyes, like, squint downwards, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, when he's angry.
Uh-huh.
And then he just doesn't speak.
Because he doesn't want to help this guy. Oh, wow. Who actually kills Uncle Ben?
It's different.
Yeah, because Tobey Maguire, it's Sandman.
Yeah.
And then in some other, like, some other movies, it's just...
some random thug.
Yeah, some random thug.
And did you know how Spectacular was in Across the Spider-Verse, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The whole Spectacular Spider-Man community, I didn't know this, but, like, was so torn that he joined Miguel.
Really? Why is that? What, wait, what, why?
There are a bunch of posts, like of, like, Spectacular, like, childhood fans were like, I used to think you were so cool.
Ooh.
Look at how you've fallen.
Is that really a downgrade?
Because they just don't... something they idolized as a kid, they just wouldn't expect to be, like, the enemy in the future.
Oh, right, yeah.
Because Miles is going to have to slam him.
Well, maybe.
He's going to try.
Yeah.
He's going to try to slam
him. He's going to try. I don't know if he's going to be able to get it. Because Spectacular Spider-Man, he's amazing, isn't he? I haven't seen the show.
What do you mean he's amazing?
Like, he's spectacular.
Yeah, sure. He's an amazing universe.
No,
he's an alternate universe. If you don't know what I mean, ultimate is like, so when comics make Peter Parker an adult,
uh-huh.
That's an amazing Spider-Man universe. But in the early 2000s, because they were keep going, another part of Marvel were like, let's make these people younger and, like, reset the universe, but, like, let people, the old people, still keep writing theirs.
Yeah.
And so they made another universe called the Ultimate Universe with the younger teenage Peter Parker.
Huh. Oh, and then did the Ultimate Spider-Man, the one that you grew up watching, that was that new older generation of...
No. So Ultimate is based on, like, the comics, like, a younger Peter Parker, amazing being an older Peter Parker. When people make Spider-Man content now, they kind of pick between the two. And like, if they make an Ultimate Spider-Man, it's like a teenage Spider-Man. But if they make an Amazing Spider-Man, it's like an adult
college. Sort
yeah,
of?
Yeah.
Okay.
So like, and anytime they make a Miles Morales, it's instantly an Ultimate Spider-Man. Because
really?
Yeah, because he's Miles was created in that Ultimate Universe after Peter Parker died.
Oh, so in Into the Spider-Verse.
That's an Ultimate Universe.
That's an Ultimate. And that's all accurate. Spider-Man, Peter Parker was meant to die for Miles.
Yeah.
Huh.
Like even in the Spider-Verse, you know when they listed off Miles' universe?
Mm-hmm.
1610 is not only the name of the Ultimate Universe in the comics,
mm-hmm.
but they had a hyphen U. Which stands for Ultimate.
They had this in the movies? That's pretty cool. Like a little Easter thing for all the fans. Huh.
Which is cool.
Yeah, I think that's cool. In the Ultimate Spider-Man, the one that you grew up watching, Miles Morales is in there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it the Peter Parker who has his, like... Does he come down like that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, yes. Yeah. Okay, sweet. I'm just making sure that I know who... what series I'm talking about.
In, you know how, so they got rid of the Ultimate Universe in the comics. I'm just going to inform you of this comic thing.
Uh-huh.
When they merged them and Miles came to the Amazing Universe with an older Peter Parker.
Yeah.
Because they have no Ultimate Spider-Man and the Ultimate Universe doesn't exist, all those people died except for Miles. And
right.
He was seen as, like, to the god of the Marvel Universe, he was like, I like this guy.
Yeah.
Because he said he was hungry and then Miles pulled out a burger out of his pocket and was like, hey, man, you want this?
Miles did that for the
God of the Marvel Universe.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty funny.
He was like, yeah, I was saving this, like, 2 weeks ago before this war started. Do you want it? And then the God was like, I like you. I'm going to eradicate that universe. I like you.
I like
you. So the only one that only two people that survived from the Ultimate Universe were Miles Morales and Mr. Fantastic.
Really?
Because Mr. Fantastic is a villain in the Ultimate Universe.
Mr. Fantastic? From the Fantastic Four?
Yeah.
Why did he keep him alive?
Well, he didn't. He escaped the universe before it exploded. He was just that smart.
Oh, right. Right, right, right. What made him become evil?
I'm not sure. He kept experimenting on people in cruel ways.
So, okay. That's another thing that I'm going to be excited to see is the Fantastic Four movie. Because there's been two... is re-edition, is that the right word to use? Of the films. They're not bad.
Yeah, well, not bad. Secret Wars is coming.
This year? No, next year.
Yeah, next year. But Secret Wars is coming. And I... Hugh Jackman.
Deadpool 3.
Yep, but Hugh Jackman got confirmed to be in Secret Wars.
Really?
And guess who else?
Ryan Reynolds? Look, hold on. Let me try and guess. Is it someone who's played a character before? Okay.
Quite recently, in a really good swinging type of movie.
Andrew Garfield. Tobey Maguire. No way! He's going to be in Secret Wars. Oh, let's go. So we get another... So this is multiversal stuff, right?
Also...
I'm so pumped.
Just to go back just for a second. The reason I mentioned all that Ultimate stuff... So after he came back, came into merge the thing, there was no Ultimate Universe. But they kept calling Peter Parker's comics the Amazing Spider-Man. But when they gave Miles his own comics, they stopped calling him Spider-Man. And they gave him the title of the Ultimate Spider-Man.
Ooh. Well, this is in the comics. Oh, right.
They respected his name.
Uh-huh.
And just gave him the name Ultimate Spider-Man.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
And they're inferring that Miles might exist in the MCU. And so, you know, on their website, how they have named characters?
Yeah.
Like, what's his name? Tom Holland's is Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, Tobey Maguire is spectacular.
That doesn't make too much sense.
But, of course, Andrew Garfield is amazing.
Shouldn't they be switched around, those two? Oh, no. Andrew Garfield would be amazing, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's realistic.
Why spectacular?
I guess at the start... No, even at the start of the Tobey Maguire movies, he's, like, in college, isn't he? Oh, no, he is in high school.
Hmm.
So I guess that makes sense for the first movie.
Nevertheless... If they add Miles in Secret Wars, which is how he should with that multiversal stuff, he might just get the name of the Ultimate Spider-Man in the MCU.
It'd be really cool to have a live-action Spider-Man of Miles Morales, but the question is, who is good enough to play, and who is...
Yeah, that's what they're... Live-action Prowler was in Across the Spider-Verse.
Yeah, that guy was pretty funny, actually.
Which confirms the existence...
Of a Miles Morales.
Of a live-action Miles Morales.
It's you hear him talking in, I think, Civil War or something.
Hmm.
2 miles. And he actually mentions him, like, my nephew is waiting for me or whatever.
Good stuff.
Which I think is cool.
Great stuff, man.
Are you proud of me that I noticed that?
Yep.
Thank you.
As the nerd I am, very proud.
You're so... Accurate. You're so cool.
You're so cool, Tams. You know, if I had... I'm not going to deny that I might be a nerd. But I'd rather be... I'd rather be a nerd about Spider-Man than anything else.
Well.
I'd rather be that than one of those kids that... You know.
Oh, like, yeah. I know what you mean. So we did a vote, like, a couple weeks ago. This is the first show that we've had together in quite a while, to be honest.
Yeah, I apologize to the front desk because last week when we came back from the I forgot to completely say sorry for not coming in last week. When the show was happening, I had just gotten back from the mountain because our TOPA class did a mountain overnight. Like I had a shower, my boots were muddy, my socks were muddy. I was just incredibly disgusting,
shattered.
Yeah. So I just had a shower, laid in bed. I was like, it's radio soon. I said, I'll just shut my eyes. And then I woke up at 8 o'clock the next morning.
Really? I was sick last week anyway. So you would have had to do a... Oh, no, you would have been all right. But we did a vote a while, like ages ago. Hold on, let me check the date that we did this. 22nd of July. on who people would rather be, Batman or Spider-Man. Do you want to take a guess? Have you seen the votes? Anybody can see them. I'm just going to announce them. So hold on, we had... My math is horrible. We had 7 people for Spider-Man. And 8 people.
No!
For Batman.
Who voted Batman?
I can't see that. But I wish I could, because that'd be really cool. If they like came down like that, like if I scrolled up and it said, this person voted for this, that'd be pretty cool. But yeah, but people, I think, prefer to be Batman, and I agree with that.
That'd be so miserable.
So would Spider-Man. There's a part in Spectacular Spider-Man, like I've seen like clips and stuff, where he's like, maybe I should just give up. Really? What's really the point of, like, he's lifting that thing off his body, right? And he's like, what's really the point, you know? And then he sees Gwen, he's like, no, I'm Spider-Man, you know? And they have, like, edits or sad edits and stuff. Mm-hmm. But either one is miserable. You'd be sad and, like, realistically, pretty depressed.
But you know that scene of Miles, like, going back, like, falling?
Oh, yeah.
I get to be the G just going through town like that.
Oh, yeah, that would be pretty cool. But then with Batman, you get to, like... Well, I guess you do the exact same thing with Spider-Man. But, like, standing over, like... I really like the fear that Batman holds with people. Like, when he's... there's some parts in, like, the Arkham games that... The Origins.
Yeah.
When you're, like, standing over someone, they're like...
Did him show you that?
No, I played it.
Yeah, go on.
Yeah. And, like, they're like... You'll be standing over people... And then, you know, the thugs and stuff will be like, what was that? And they'll look up and just... and they're coming down. You know what I mean, right?
Yeah.
That, to me, is amazing. And I love that. Him coming down and then just... Well, pretty much... Not really. He doesn't kill, but he leaves you, you know, pretty much
you
dead.
You wish you were dead.
Yeah, you wish you'd rather prefer death than mess with that guy. But, yeah. And I find that amazing.
That's kind of cool. You know, I can... You know how everyone at school, every boy at school says, oh, I'm Batman.
Yeah, but they don't.
I don't even disrespect Batman enough to even claim that I'm Batman.
So you think I'm disrespecting Batman when I say that?
Anyone claiming to be Batman.
I don't claim to.
No, gang, you're not.
I am.
No, but Batman. I make jokes about being Spider-Man, but I could never be Spider-Man. He's a goat.
Yeah, I know. I never, like, realistically, I could never be it. I would get my girl self killed and be like, where is she? And just get killed. Yeah, exactly.
But,
you're beating at the wrong guy.
You know, I'd be more in line to be a Robin. Short shorts, little colorful clothes, and a cape. Yeah.
Isn't he made to be a distraction?
Yes.
That's so sad, but it's smart.
Yeah, but...
But it's so sad.
I'm sure Batman knows that they can handle themselves.
Oh, well, no, he trains them to.
Did you know the Joker dislikes one Robin in specific?
Is that Dick Grayson?
Says they all blended together to him.
Uh-huh.
Except for one. The one that would always be the fastest to figure out what the Joker was doing and would... even solve the Joker's crimes on his own without Batman.
Is that the one that he...
No. It's not Jason. Tim Drake. Tim.
Oh, man. Is Tim that smart? Wow. So can you just tell me the ages? So let's go through this. Dick Grayson, boy from the circus. Everybody knows this, right? Mm-hmm. He's the OG Robin.
He's about 24.
24 when he leaves... When he stops being Robin.
No. Yes. No. He's about 20.
20. And then he goes on to be Nightwing.
Yeah. At current, he's probably about 26.
Okay. He goes on to be Nightwing, and then he does some other stuff, right? Like Deathwing or something?
Yeah. Tim Drake.
Like, how old was he when...
Okay, so Jason... It goes Jason Todd next.
Yeah.
Jason, he... The incident happens when he's...
Oh, right, yes.
The incident happens when he's about, 15?
15! Oh, man.
And then he is resurrected at about... His canonical age would be about 20.
And that's when he goes on to become Red Hood.
Well, he's insane for a while, so, you know.
Oh, right, yeah.
He goes around, and he becomes Red Hood at about 24.
Huh. Well, for that long, he's just, like, spiraling in his own madness. Is that the right word? No, like the right... Yeah. Okay, sweet.
Tim Drake?
I don't know this guy.
My G? I kind of love Tim.
Is he your favorite?
He's not my favorite, but he's, you know, he's...
Right, right.
Me and Tim, we're tight. If right. You couldn't tell what I just did a secret handshake.
He handshaked himself. That's what he just did.
Me and him are kind of tight, and he is Robin. He's probably the most successful Robin. No quitting, no heartfelt dispatch. Just like, sorry, my hands are grippy. I can't. Like as soon as he you know, he overcomes himself. Was bro
oh,
not
man?
When as soon as he becomes 21 and he thinks he's outgrown it, he respectfully asks Batman if he can do his own thing. Then Batman gives him the equipment he needs to do his own thing, and then he operates on his own.
Is that not what Dick Grayson did as well?
No, he rudely left because he thought that he was being underestimated and babied by Batman.
Was he?
Yes.
Yeah. But and then there's some other, the Robins that nobody really cares about.
No, he learned from it. And then after seeing that Tim wanted to go off on his own, instead of fighting him on it and babying him, he gave him all the tools he needed to succeed.
And did, we can't even talk about this because we're out of time.
Okay.
Oh, that's been us.
You listen it's to been Qu- real, gang.
Access Radio 104.4. Koala and Kangaroo. We'll see you next week.
Bye bye. We've got some explaining to do.
Yeah, we do.
I think so too.
No, not my fault.
Well, we're still here. Do you reckon we plug in our sponsor?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sweet.
Thank you to our sponsor, Silk's Audit, for being there always.
You can catch us Tuesday at 4 p.m. You can listen to us on Spotify
and Apple Podcast, and even the Access Radio website. We'll see you guys all next week at
4 p.m.
See you later. Goodbye.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.